illumination, turning on my inner light. How do we have the ability to turn on our inner light? How do we have the ability to recognize the illumination and flow with the illumination, flow with that light, flow with that beauty, that illumination that makes all things knowledgeable to us now? We read oftentimes about what people do. We read about how people are illuminated and how people listen and how people are aware of that inner light that sort of reveals all things to them. And as we are listening and as we are aware of these people, as they're telling us their story, we think to ourselves, how wonderful. I have a very dear and precious friend who has studied with us for many years and is a very responsible person, but yet does not finish all the things he starts. And because he doesn't finish all the things he starts, he sometimes is not aware of how wonderful the things are, would be, if he would turn on his inner light all the way. This man has a son who is most remarkable. He is most outstanding. He is a genius of the flock. And I have spoken about him often before. And this young boy was, he was in high school, and he had friends, and this was a number of years ago, and drugs were quite prominent in schools at that time. And his dad said to him, "Son, why are you playing in your room? Why aren't you out playing with your buddies? And you're always so studious, always in your room, working so hard." And the boy said, "Okay." So he got up and went out. And then after about a few minutes, maybe 20 minutes, he came in back into the house. And his dad noticed that he came back in. And his dad later came to him and said, You didn't go play with your friends. How come?" And the son said, "Dad, my friends are on drugs right now, and I am not. And I don't want to be with them while they're on drugs." And the father, he liked to kick himself around the block. "My son has greater perseverance than I do. He is greater. He's not touched by anything. And my son is so fantastic, fantastic." Well, his son is fantastic, was fantastic, and again reported that same wonderful thing. Well, now, as a young man grew up and went to college, and he studied in college and was a fairly good student, but he allowed himself to have a full-time girlfriend and a live-in girlfriend while he was in school, and she was in school too. And the two of them spent a great deal of time together. Their free time was always spent together. Their joy time was always spent together. And then we asked the question, "Well, how is your son and how is his girlfriend?" Because he was working on his PhD and he was doing things for his higher education. And the boy said to his dad, "Dad, I had to give it up because it was taking too much time away from my studies. It was taking too much time and energy away from my education. And for me, learning and going to school right now and getting all of the training that I want to have right now in my field is too important to me." And once again, the father said to himself, "My goodness sakes, what a fantastic son I have. And he was just thoroughly delighted, not that the son did or didn't do whatever he did, but that the son chose to live his life and be disciplined unto himself, and not to be possessed by relationships that were temporary but enjoyable and so forth, but just to release them and to relieve them of his life. He was turning on his inner light, and turning on his inner light needed to have his full-time attention. Turning on his inner light needed to have him being aware of what he was doing and giving his full awareness to that. Now, the few years that he would be spending in college, the few years he'd be spending on his doctorate and working on his programs that he's working on right now were nothing at all. This man had a daughter, too, who was the most amazing girl. And she, too, was doing things educationally that surprised her father. But she went to school, she went to college, and her dad was aware that she went to college, and he helped her. And she did very well, but he never questioned her and never asked her what she was doing, and she never told him. She just said, "I am working on what I'm working on, you know." And so then one day she came to him as the pride in her eyes was, and she says, "Dad, I passed all of my degrees for pharmacology. I passed all of my degrees to now be a druggist. I passed all of my degrees to operate a drugstore and to do these things." And the father, who wanted to help everywhere his two children, he wanted to help them do whatever they wanted to do, he said, "My gosh, you know, you could have trained with us. You could have done your internship with us. You could have done that." And she says, "No, I had to do it myself to prove to myself that I really wanted to do this and that this really made me happy and this really was a field that touched me as it has touched you and made you into the owner of many beautiful pharmacies." Now, children are not so remarkable as these two, but perhaps they are. Perhaps we don't really give them an opportunity to be remarkable. Perhaps our illumination has been stilted and we have judged them by our own light, by our own inner light. And we can never know what another person wants to do by their inner light. Now, this father took his children with him on many outings, on many spiritual light journeys, on many times of looking within. But he never knew what they were looking at, because they were looking naturally with their own imagination and their own eyes and their own inner illumination. And he was looking with his. And he always enjoyed having his family along. He always enjoyed having them in this world, but he didn't realize how completely they were living their own life and having their own inner light being turned on by the adventures that they were going out on with him. The whole family learned together. And now, when most men are retired and settling down to being relaxed in life, when they reach the peak of perfection and success that this man has done, this man had made this fatal gesture in his life of turning on his inner light. And every day, every moment, new and wonderful things happened to him. Every day and every moment, new and wonderful ideas pop into his mind. And he opens new businesses and he opens new attitudes because he doesn't give up. He's always revealing to himself all of the wonder, all the magic, all the wisdom that he is. And though he is reaching his twilight years, though he is reaching them, he's going to turn that around to just midlife years, not twilight. He's turning it around with energy and enthusiasm and joy because he listens to his inner light. And he's turning on his inner light. He's seeing his children turn on their inner light. He's seeing his wife turn on her inner light. He's seeing his world turn on its inner light all about him. And he is having more fun than he ever dreamed was possible that anyone could ever do. And with all that, and with his travels all over the world, he has made friends who are with him and who want to carry out his dreams, want to carry out the joy, the magic, the wonder of his heart. And they think it's their dream because he makes it sound so wonderful with his unconditional love and with his realization of his ideal wholeness of who he is. He's turning on his inner light in himself. He's being aware of the inner light already turned on in his son and in his daughter and in his wife and in his world. And now he just joyfully, sensitively lets go, untouched by possession of anything, and just revealing all things with a wonderful flow of magic from the depth of his heart. Illumination, turning on my inner light. Are we ever past the age? Are we ever before the age? Are we always at the time when now is the time to turn on my inner light and realize how great and how wonderful life truly is? For life truly is more wonderful than we could ever have imagined possible. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And that's what you're all about. And that's what I'm all about. And it's as wonderful as can be. Thanks for listening. Join me in another illumination, another day, and know that I love you.